She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom. Big Rag Jim for Jenny Boom Boom. The homie DJ Meechie's here.
What up, what up, what up?
Meech, what's going on?
So, your boy Antonio Brown is getting ripped by the cops now. They, giving back donations. They said that he's a terrible role model. This all went down yesterday. Basically, the Hollywood Police Department is sick and tired of Antonio Brown, the way he's been treating all their officers. They severe ties from the NFL star and even returned a large donation check yesterday. This all happened because of the blow-up, you know, between him and his baby mother.
Yeah.
I guess he kicked his baby mother out, allegedly claimed
that. And he cursed the cops out. Yeah. He cursed out everybody except for the kid.
Yep. I felt like it was kind of more than a cuss out.
Yeah, it was worse.
But, you know, Hollywood PD, they said he's very rude and disrespectful. They no longer in a relationship with him. And what I mean by relationship is they used to let him, I guess, for years work out at their football field. Mm. They used to let him, you know, work out in the gym at the police station and all that as well. I guess Antonio Brown been financially sponsoring their HPD 7-on-7 football league. They said they don't want no more money.
They don't want nothing. Well, he might have to play in that 7-on-7 football league because the NFL might let him back in after all of this.
For real, he don't got no place to work out now, so shoot.
Hey, Harvey Weinstein, he don't think he could get a fair shot in New York City. He said, due to the criminal case, it's been tainted. It has a tainted jury pool, so says his defense team, which is laying blame squarely on the judge. Weinstein led lead attorney Donna Rotuno, who I think women are going to hate after this. Mm-hmm. She tells TMZ, the disgraced Hollywood mogul has had such an immense amount of negative press coverage, she doesn't think it will be possible to find the impartial jurors. Mm. So, they're on the sixth day of the jury, selection, rather, and she said that because of a new charge that came up in L.A. last week, she can't find nobody who's going to give him a fair case, so she think it should be adjourned for a couple of months for a cooling off period. And the judge said, hell no. No, it's going on. He said that that case in L.A. is meaningless to this one in New York City, so this is going to continue. Mm. So he don't think he's going to get a fair case. Oprah, film that. Go film that.
For real. And your boy Akon, man, he officially established Akon City in Senegal. You know, it's his home place. He said if you can have $1 billion sitting in the bank while you have all these other people suffering, it's crazy to me. It's like a waste of $1 billion. So he decided to flip his $1 billion.
He got a city?
And he got a city. If that ain't stunting, I don't know what is. So, you know, he had crazy success with his cryptocurrency. I think he made like a whole bunch of like electric towers or something like that for all these cities in Africa to get like electricity and stuff like that. Now he done made his own city. Just finalized the agreement this, I guess, the beginning of the week. And he said he's looking forward to hosting everything for the future. No specific plans yet. But he says that this is going to be like a solar city. He says it's going to be all renewable. He says it's going to be a physical place. It's going to have a real airport. It's going to be like a 10-year building block. So everything starts now. The second phase is like 2025, and they're looking to build this whole thing in like the next 10 years.
It seems like everything Akon does works.
For real.
Everything he goes, it wins. He wins on everything he's doing. Shouts out to Akon.
And he calling it the solar city. It sounds like Wakanda, man.
Yeah, that's just what it sounds like. Shouts out to Cardi B. She's big time interested in politics. You know, her and Bernie Sanders have been getting real tight lately. Mm-hmm. Cardi says she think she wants to get into government. And Sanders tell TMZ that Cardi B is deeply concerned about what's happening in the country. She knows what it's like to live in poverty and struggle, and it would be great for her to bring the experience into politics. Mm. Now, Cardi, she's shown a lot of interest, and she says she is now ready and more serious about running very soon.
Wow.
I mean, she might have a shot.
She got the following.
She definitely got that. That's it for the Dirt Report. The Hot 3x3 countdown is coming up for the throwback track of the day. I got tickets to an evening of love. Keep it here. It's Hot 93.7.